magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, August 29th, 2016. Buckle up as I have some more God sightings to share with you, along with some great music to help you launch into this new week. And I pray you'll be encouraged by my storytelling and these various arrangements, which, Lord willing and time permitting, will include Fernando Ortega's Give Me Jesus, Chris Tomlin, God of the City, Steve Camp's Revive Us, O Lord, possibly closing out with Faithful and True by Dennis Jerrigan and Ann Herring. Well, it's been a couple incredible, accomplished, filled days as we've been working hard in our new Great News Radio Center over there at Lincoln Square Mall. On Saturday, because of the Urbana Sweet Corn Festival, we had the center open for visitors from 10 to 5 p.m., and we had some wonderful visitors, longtime listeners to this radio ministry, along with a number of new friends, which included internationals from Taiwan and China. And so more to say about that, but let me begin with a reading out of Psalm 40. In fact, a few of these were what God used to impress on my heart to start and launch the Singing Men of GNN about 19 years ago, which, incidentally, if you love to sing and declare the wonders of God, we'll be launching our new season tonight at Lincoln Square Mall at 7 p.m. So our rehearsals will be at the new Great News Radio Center, right across from the food court and Lincoln Square Mall. Plenty of parking. Come join us, men, 7 o'clock tonight. But let me read from Psalm 40. This is for the director of music of David, a psalm, and these are the first 10 verses. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my heart, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you have done. The things you planned for us no one could recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they'd be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have pierced. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, Here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, as you know, O Lord. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and salvation. I do not conceal your love and your truth from the great assembly. I just love these verses. There are so many points of application. And as mentioned, about 19 or so years ago, as I was reading this psalm out at the radio tower, God impressed on my heart about singing and declaring his wonders before the assembly and bringing men together from different denominations and life experiences. And I just know that I know God spoke that concept, that idea of getting men together to sing and declare his wonders. And those of you who have been tuned in for any period of time have heard me recount this story. I had no singing background. It wasn't something that I had grown up doing or was a part of any kind of glee club, but it was this chapter. And as we launch this new event center, I'm reminded once again how we can proclaim his goodness, extend his love, talk about his righteousness. With this new studio and office space at Lincoln Square Mall, we have a lot of the general public walking by, looking in the windows, and as we host various volunteer gatherings and other special meetings, I just know he's going to do some wonderful works. More to say in a minute or two, but the song by Fernando Ortega, a favorite of many, titled Give Me Jesus, is what this radio ministry is going to continue to be about. And as this Great News Radio Center gets launched, we desire Jesus to be the center of everything. Here's Fernando Ortega, Give Me Jesus.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. And when I am alone, oh, and when I am alone, and when I am alone, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. And when I come to die, oh, and when I come to die, and when I come to die, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus.
I just love that song. May it be a blessing to you throughout this day as you're mindful that the world will say, you can have it all. But may you reply with, yeah, that's true, but give me Jesus. Well, the last few days I've spent a lot of time with some visionaries that, if you will, have put gas on my fire as they have caught the vision or have added to it or see the great value in this great news radio center and the various ways God can use it to expand this radio ministry and build His kingdom up and yet serve you in better and unique ways. And so on Friday, we made such great progress. We moved in about 50 or so chairs and 10 tables and a piano, got other things set up and organized and cleaned up, and some displays with old-fashioned radios and other items that I've had for these past 20 years here at the home studio. We moved some of those in and had a lot of visitors on Saturday, which included like Stephen and Carrie Murphy. And I can't list all the people. I wish I would have had a little sign in. But as so many came in and we prayed and shared, they spoke of just how the Lord could possibly use this Great News Radio Center in the days ahead. And so, yeah, I appreciated Steve and Carrie Murphy. They just said, oh, this feels great. Steven sings with the Singing Men of GNN, so he'll be joining us tonight. But he said, oh, this is wonderful. And Chuck Schweitzer and some other guys came by, and they were excited to see the new center. There's another brother that said he grew up at Lincoln Square Mall 40 or 50 years ago and attended so many things and is so excited that God's presence is going to be there through our center. One of the members from the church that's located just next door, so we share the same wall, totally has a vision on how both of us being right there in the marketplace can reach the unsaved and touch lives in unique ways. And another supporting family of this ministry, Ken and Denise Enright, shared all sorts of ideas on how we can use those bay windows in front of our unit with maybe a PowerPoint presentation or scripture verses constantly being spoken or shared or some testimonies maybe on a video screen that can be shown as people walk by. Phil Wright of Wright Ice Cream came in from Indiana with all sorts of ideas and ways to improve our center and reach other people. Albert and Valen Chen, I think they're from Taiwan, but they've lived locally for a lot of years and have supported the station. They're excited about our Great News Radio Center and the different things that can go on there, along with that accessibility for our listener to come in and pick up the tote bags and yard signs and program guides. And I'm going to be interviewing a lot of you in the days ahead. So it was just a fabulous Saturday and all the progress. So much got made on Friday and Saturday that Friday night, I don't know, around 5 p.m., I just decided, okay, from now on, Singing Men rehearsals will meet here. And so tonight we'll be launching that. So I hope some of you men that maybe have considered joining the Singing Men of GNN for a long time will join us tonight, 7 p.m. at the Lincoln Square Mall. Stop by the food court, and it'll be hard to miss our unit right there. It's number 112. But you'll see tote bags in the window along with yard signs, other posters, and a big sign with our logo in the door that says Future Home of the Great News Radio Studio and Offices. So we're looking forward to when we can announce a grand opening and some special things that'll go on. But we still have a little building to do and some more organizing. But at least tonight we'll launch the Singing Men of GNN's first rehearsal for this new season. And so God's at work. In fact, this song by Chris Tomlin, God of the City, is one of my Wednesday and Friday co-hosts, Pastor Jason Schiffo's favorite song. And we're just feeling over and over again that God's going to do a unique work right there in Urbana. In fact, another visionary, Bill and Donna Erickson, we had ice cream over at their house last night, and they're working with international students and are just so passionate about God doing a new work. As for many years, we had the Urbana Missions Conferences right there in Urbana every 3 years for so many years. And that hasn't happened. They moved the Urbana Conferences to St. Louis. And so there's like been this void because the Urbana Conferences always brought the best out of all the churches working together to put on this week-long missions conference just after Christmas. And it went through the new year and hundreds of volunteers from all the various churches would come together. And there's been kind of a void where there hasn't been that rallying of all the churches to come together to do something like that. And so they're hoping that God is going to be doing a new work through reaching internationals, through this radio ministry, through the churches that will be unified in these last days to do some unique things. So God is the God of the city, of the small town, of the home, and I pray of your very life this day. Here's Chris Tomlin, God of the City, and I'll follow it with another favorite, Steve Camp's Revive Us, O Lord.
You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. You're the God of this city. You're the King of.
We have turned from your ways, Lord. Your fruit we cease to bear. We lack the power we once knew in our prayers. The gentle voice of heaven
things are yet to come, greater things to be done. The first of these two songs by Chris Tomlin, God of the City, followed by Revive Us, O Lord, by Steve Camp. What a great word for us all today. God wants to reach the city, and yet he's so personal, he wants to reach you. And may that revival come, beginning with us, so that we can reach the city and all those that we come in contact with. What a couple great songs. What a great God we serve. I pray today's broadcast might have lightened your soul, encouraged your heart, quite possibly even fortified you for this very day where you can be an instrument of the King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Faithful love that knows.